Right now, a historic moment. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Listen. This is so practical. Nothing is practical but this. Throw it out. I don't care what it is. I don't care how much time you put into it. How much money you put out. Throw it out, for heaven's sake. Get rid of the junk so you can start work right.
You better hope somebody wants to be president. You dig what I'm saying? But who in the hell would want to be? Can you conceive of what kind of brain would want to lead these fucking root scoops out there? I can't go over and tell this man something until I can tell me something. If I'm right within me, then I can tell him what's right within what I think. But each man has to be right within what he thinks, dig? I can't make another man right. The other man got to be right with himself. In the United States, when you're running the United States, you ain't running nothing but con, nothing but bullshit, and nothing but devil. You're running in nothing but demon. The United States of America is the demon of the world. He's the Satan of the world.
You are in a tense situation for one reason alone. I don't care how rude the other person is or how inconsiderate. You are tense because you are still mechanically going along with what was told you, 50 years ago, 10 years ago, and you haven't broken this yet, is to find out how to break this spell. The hopes of the spell consists of being unhappy. It consists of being afraid of what another human being can do to you.
I'll be elevated, representing with the stars. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. I'll be elevated, representing with the stars. I'll be elevated, representing with the stars. That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. I'll be elevated, representing with the stars. With the stars, 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 with the stars,
with the stars. The stage is Ian Ellis.
Yeah!
Internal chatter. People are trying to work shit out. Did Leslie really do it? Did she win the championship? If she did, then explain Building 7. I don't think she really did it. It was a false flag operation. Guys, this is classic Illuminati, okay? Really think she stole that championship? Did I say the name wrong? Further proof that she's lying about her identity. Changing her name. It's a reptilian. Check her eyelids. Take a picture, make sure she's not shape shifting. Terrible week, you guys. Super sad. And some other comments were really sad, and I was like, I don't want to be any sad anymore. My nana, she had a heart attack. And then my dad died in the emergency room. And then my cat died. Long hair. R.I.P. Gizzy. And then Trump got elected. And my wife is on a period. Been a very emotional week. Everybody's first stop, my buddy's like, hey man, you wanna come with us? Move to Canada. I was like, it's just a period. She's had one before, we'll get through it. And then she got all mad, and I was like, are you guys serious about that? But don't tell my wife. Or at least a week. I'm not saying my bags are packed, but I'm in the car when you're ready to go. Can't do that. It's crazy. I'll jump in like that. I think all the people on the left should be excited. You finally have a fucking enemy. You know, it used to be cool to be like, fuck the government! But then the government was Obama, and that's like everybody's first black friend. You can't really hold them accountable. Everybody's been in that situation. You got a party, Karen loses her phone. Stupid chick, she just dropped in the couch. But for a second, everybody's like, why did you steal it? So white guilt is. Guys, okay, not being racist is a super recent thing. You know that? People act like it's forever, but my grandpa definitely used the N-word maliciously. That's hilarious. My dad also used it, but it was mostly to tell me how cool Eddie Murphy was. Everybody got real quiet on me because I had like the last racist grandpa. You didn't have a Thanksgiving where he was talking about property values, saying some words that made you uncomfortable. Just my grandpa, who's the last? Okay, white people. Not me, don't lie to yourself. Trump is our goddamn president. Don't you fucking sit here and be holding him down. It's real fucking sad in Illinois because we're all Democratic, so I'm not friends with. Listen, like, you know, if you're in a fight, your options are like fight or flight, okay? Not cry and feel sad about me. Not options, always smacks you in the damn mouth. You either go, should I get the hell out of here? Or how do I fuck this dude up? You don't feel sorry for yourself. Or I don't care. Super high. There's a question you gotta ask yourself. Okay, at what point does stuff being stuff that's happening? Very important. Ask yourself. Don't just listen to me say it. Okay. At what point does stuff stop being part of something that's happening? When does shit stop happening? It's like the natural processes where you're like A leads to B leads to C, and then fucking people and angry birds. Okay? Is this part, the natural part of the Big Bang happening? Donald fucking Trump? Is this part of natural processes? Or does shit stop happening and something else is happening? I don't know. Is it a mechanical universe? My name's Ian Ellis. I love you guys.
What is the first principle of the holy doctrine? And Bodhidharma said, vast emptiness and nothing holy. Or in vast emptiness there is nothing holy. So the emperor said, who is it then that stands before us? The implication being, aren't you supposed to be a holy man? And Bodhidharma said, I don't know.
My name is Nobody.
Excuse me?
My name is Xabache. He who talks loud, say nothing.
I thought you said your name was Nobody.
We prefer to be called Nobody.
Tell me in a sentence who you are.
Scar and a jug of wine. And a straight razor if you get too close to me.
guys, you just heard my set. You heard some fucking quotes and shit. I'm not going to put that in there. Welcome to the NLS Podcast. I'm right here with my man, Brad Stupak.
What's
I
up?
I just got the chance to do his podcast, the...
Stupendous is what it's called. You can find it on iTunes, Spreaker, if you're onto that. Any other podcast app, it's on there, so...
How do you spell it?
Stupendous.
So I came on there, we talked about the election, we talked about the state of comedy, inspirations, you know, different thoughts that we did had. If you want to hear a full conversation between the two of us, check out Brad's podcast, follow them, like, subscribe, share.
Yeah, that'd be great. It'll be up Wednesday. Wednesday morning I'll wrap it up and put it up and you guys can listen to it. So I really appreciate it. We had some other people on there. I've had my friend Rebecca Gibson. I've had Mike Rimley on there. I've had Apollo, if you know him. I've had a lot of comics on there. It's kind of a new podcast, but I'm pretty consistent, pretty loyal, and keeping it out, and I take it very seriously. So if you subscribe, I think you'll enjoy it. So.
And Brad is super fucking cool. He's going through a divorce. His material's all dark. He's funny as shit.
It's done,
just
man.
Go ahead and listen to that shit.
It's good, though. Yeah, I know. I love it. It's a passion of mine, podcasting. So
I don't even promote myself. Follow me on Twitter at Chicago Open Mic when they find you.
I'm on Twitter at Brad Stupendous. You can find me on Facebook. And that's pretty much it. Yeah. Brad Stupak is my actual name, Stupec.
He enjoyed the mixtape Volume 5. So
yes,
you guys should
listen
to that.
Yeah, take a listen. And if you want a little more details about the mixtape, we went over that in the podcast as well. So take a listen if you want. And
Hey, sweetie. What's your name?
Kavina.
Kavina, you want to be on podcast real quick?
What's that for?
Where can people follow you on Twitter?
Cool. Well, I don't really do that.
You don't really? Are you on the Snapchat?
No, I don't have Snapchat.
All right.
Only Facebook.
Well, she's here at the Comedy Shrine.
Yeah, we're
so
at the Comedy Shrine.
And I'm going to go on.
Oh, right. You're going on?
Yes, I
Holy
am.
Holy shit.
Well, we better go catch that.
First time?
First time.
Oh, yeah, we got to catch that. Anyways, take it easy, guys.
We're out. Don't leave them on.